Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, that was Rocks and Rainbows by Gitav Nalan. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild Day. I'm Casey. I'm hosting today. And hosting our rock guy, Gary, and also Bonnie, which I found in queue. It's like she was hiding out of me because she had a different phone number, but it's okay. I caught up with her. And let's see, now I got to go back and find Gary here. It's like, okay, I think that's Gary right there. Have I got our rock guy?
I think so. Do you hear? Hi, folks. Y'all hear me? I guess so.
Yep. We gotcha. All right. This is good.
Nothing is working Yay, for me today, guys. We are. Hi, Gary.
Hi, girls.
Hello.
Bonnie, you having a problem over there?
Yeah, Bonnie was sharing with me her phone, her telephone technicalities. I'm like going, yeah, we don't know whether it's Mercury retrograde. We don't know whether we're solar flaring. We don't know whether we're having, you know, meteorite showers in the atmosphere. But something is going wild. So, as you
know,
yes, we are letting everybody know with Psychics Gone Wild, because we are being wilder here and today, that if you get bumped out of queue, if you get bumped out of chat, don't be offended, just come right back. So, you know, that's all we can say is, like, if you get booted out, just boot yourself back in, because Yeah, recently, it's been kicking me out of chat, and I'm the host, so it's like, don't feel bad, guys, because we're not kicking on anybody. But I don't know if it's the atmosphere or the Black Talk or what it is, but it's like, it's something really special going on. We know this. And we'll see. Some of the things I need to make sure that I do today is, just because I forgot to do this on Saturday, and it's like, he was really nice with me, but he goes, make sure you do it today. So guess what we're doing today? Gary is actually going to give away two of his books here. We're doing the giveaway on two of his books, and I believe the other book giveaway we're doing is Pamela. So what we're going to do is we're going to do these since we're doing 90 minutes today. And it's like, I don't know if I got that changed or not, so we're going to go find out, because I'm going to go find out what you guys are doing the first reading here. But we're going to have a 90-minute show today. And about 30 minutes into it, we're going to kind of roll the dice or whatever here I do here. And we're going to make sure that either we pick somebody who's still in the queue or who is in chat with us. And they will be the winner of our first book giveaway. And then what you guys got to do when you're a winner is make sure that, you know, you come on either, you know, if you're in chat, you know, come on in with us and say, hey, you know, here's my phone number, here's my email. Because since it's a physical object, we have to have a physical way to contact you guys. We cannot psychically send you books. It just doesn't work that way. So if you're one of our winners, please make sure that we have your email and that we have, you know, a snail mail address and our way to contact you so you can get us your snail mail address so we can get you those things sent out. So we are doing that at the 30-minute, at the 60-minute, and at, you know, like about 5 minutes before the show's over. So anyway, we're going to have a rock and roll in time today. Yahoo. Going to take out my dice and roll them. Better than Texas.
Oh, you know, Charlie, I love music, so rock and roll is actually where I'm at. So I'm feeling we're going to have a great day.
Sounds good. All righty. Well, we're going to start out here first with, and like I said, I'm gonna bop back and forth a little bit because I do see that they only had a schedule for 60 minutes. Yeehaw, sounds like another famous TV show. So while you guys are talking with our first person here, and we'll find out, we'll just go on and find out whether they would like to, which one of you guys they want to talk to first, because they're going to get a little bit of a smorgasbord today. They're going to get a little bit of Bonnie and a little bit of Gary, and it's like, you know, you don't get the whole meal, but you do get a little bit of both. And just, you know, just that taste, just that Baskin-Robbins itty-bitty teeny-weeny spoonful. And if you like what you're getting there, then you go to their websites and or, you know, wherever they have us. Of course, we're all at Psychic, you know, www.psychicsgonewell.com. Can find pages there, but I'm going to have Gary tell his information, and then I'm going to have Bonnie tell her information, and then we're going to start out with our first caller, Yahoo. So, Gary, give us your info.
Well, I'll tell you, if you want to find me and go to Psychics Gone Wild, look down the page. I'm Gary Wimmer, GARYWIMMER. You can actually just Google Gary Wimmer, GARYWIMMER. And if you forget all that, you can Google Reading Stones because of my book, Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. And I'll just real quickly explain to your callers how lithomancy works. It's basically, there's not much history written on it. That's why I wrote a book about it, because I've been doing it for 30 years and I couldn't find anything written on it. The system
you wrote the book.
I wrote the book. I didn't plan to write a book. I was actually just trying to figure out how other people did it, though. No telling what life leads you to. But basically, it's based on 16 stones, Sun through Pluto. That's 10 planet stones. And 6 stones based on life. It's a life stone, love, place, commitment, responsibility, things like that. And when I do it over the phone, I hold the stones in my hand. And when they get nice and warm with the person's energy, I ask them to say drop. And I drop the stones. When I do it in person, at a psychic fair or a personal appointment at parties, I have the people drop the stones. Works either way, because basically what I'm doing is I look at the pattern and I start in the center of the circle. Basically, I drop them in a circle of leather that's about 3 feet long, diameter about 14 inches, I suppose. And I see it as a clock. So I drop the stones, or people drop the stones, and I start from the center, read up to the top, which is 12 o'clock, and then around for 3 months, 12 weeks. And what I like about this system is it shows a lot of different issues and aspects of life and how they interrelate. So for those of y'all calling in, it's a lithomancy reading, and all you'll have to do is say drop when I tell you I'm ready, and we'll go from there. One thing I wanted to say to all you callers and folks listening is there's always a little delay on Blog Talk. So if it seems like we're talking over each other or we talk over y'all, it's inherent in online radio. So it's part of the nature of the beast.
Part of one of the joys.
Right.
All righty. Sounds good. With that in mind, here we go. We're going to start out. I just wanted to, today is just like, okay, what's the rodeo? It's like, and the first rider out of the chute is area code 561. 561, you are on live with us.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
We're doing wonderful. How about you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Do you have any questions for it?
Yeah, I would love to have a reading to find out if you see work coming up for me.
I think, Gary, that's you, babe.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, I'll concentrate on one stone that tends to have a lot to do with work, and I'll also tell you what I see for the next 3 months in general. So as I'm charting, what's your name again, sweetheart?
This is Lena from Florida.
Lena from Florida. Okay, you're not too far from Jethro, who's our the chief of Psychics Gone Wild. So if you ever get to Tampa, look him up. Anyway,
exactly.
As I'm charging these stones, he's a good guy. He's a good guy. A lot of wild energy, a crazy Scorpio like me. But as I've been charging these up, Lena, are you a Scorpio girl?
No, I'm a water sign, though.
All right. Cancer or Pisces. I've eliminated that down.
Actually, I got a Cancer rising, so I'm both.
All right. We got a lot of water, a lot of motion. So these stones are kind of warm. Lena, I believe that's your name. All you have to do is say drop whenever it feels right to you, and I'll tell you what I see for the next couple months, okay?
Okay.
So it's all your show whenever you say drop.
Okay. Drop.
Okay. Well, what I'm seeing is you're going through a period right now where you're thinking positively about things, and I can't underscore how much you should be doing that, even more so than you're doing, because you've got Neptune right in the center. And the stone that tends to represent Saturn is new responsibilities and learning things. So one thing I feel like it's very important for you to learn, and it has to do with you getting work, is not be afraid, be real visionary, imagine yourself getting the right job, the right place, the right time, because you're going through some processing right now, and it may be the look for the job, it may be things about love, it may be other issues, but you're going through a lot of healing, which is very good for you, so it teaches you to conquer your fears, to get over your fears, because that's one thing that's going to really help you communicate very effectively, because Mercury is pointing to the stone we had representing the job. So first things first, get your visionary part going. Get your confidence going. Get to where you're fearless. And when you have that sort of feeling within yourself, you can look at the person, your potential employer, in the eye, and you can very convincingly say, I'm the person you need, rather than just be one of the other employees or one of the other people seeking employment. So really set yourself apart and set yourself above others by having this confidence, because as you do that, you're going to start feeling your life really taking off here with both love things and with things moving forward as far as feeling power. So it may be a couple weeks before you get this all going, but I can see that by the third and fourth and fifth week, you're really going very strongly, and I wouldn't be surprised if you're getting some feedback at that time about jobs, because by the sixth and seventh week, you've broken through a lot of this fear, this mindset. You're opening up to a lot of more free expression and so forth, and that lands you the job, because by the ninth to the 12th week, even though that may feel like a long way away, it feels like that's when you get some sort of permanent thing that you like and can deal with, and it feels very good for you. However, who's to say that by you can't land that job in the next 2 or 3 days if you think right, if you really put your heart right? So what I'm saying is by the 9th to the 12th week, it looks like you've got everything wrapped up in a very good way. the date of the job, exactly how it's coming. It's really dependent on, of course, what's available. That's a fact. But also how you put yourself in a position of being very receptive, very open, very fearless, and using your psychic, intuitive, spiritual ability to see yourself a winner. And a...
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
I'm here.
Sort of pointing out, they've got the Jupiter and Venus has really given a strong indication that beyond this 3 month period, with both relationships and money and finances and good feelings about your environment, it's a win. So take this next couple days a week and really concentrate on the fact that you are powerful. You're going to get this job. You believe in yourself. You're not fearless. And you can look at that employer in the eye and say, I'm the person you want. I'm the person you need. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Yes, it does. Yeah, it's been very, very challenging looking for work in my area.
It is. But that's why I say you make yourself stand out. And you do that by attitude, by just thorough. It's like if you're standing up on the Olympics and you're about to swim or run 300 yards or so, you think yourself, if you want to win, you think, I'm going to win. I'm going to beat all these people. Mm-hmm. If you think, I'm going to probably trip and fall, you're not doing yourself a favor at all. So that's what I'm saying. Don't see yourself tripping and falling. See yourself winning, because that way you bring your awareness to the point you know which door to tap on, which door to open, how to present yourself, and so forth. So feel positive. You got nothing to lose. You got everything to gain. And I hope that helps you, girl. Turn back to you, Kelly or Bonnie.
Yeah, hi.
All right.
Hi.
I'm actually going to ask Bonnie here, because I realized also that after we're done with this caller, I'm going to have Bonnie announce her stuff. But Bonnie, do you have anything else to add to this caller?
Well, I really am a intuitive life coach, and I love doing romance, relationships, sexual issues, and sexual addiction. And I'm just tapping in to can I ask the caller, I'm feeling like you're not really in a relationship. Are you in a relationship right now?
No, I'm not.
Yeah. Is that something that you want?
Right now, no. I have to get my life situated with work. No.
Yeah.
And that's when you attract somebody when you don't want to.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm feeling that that's not around yet. So I think that, like mm-hmm. Gary told you, if you could just focus very intently on what your goals are for your future, that's where I'm going to ask you to, you know, put all your energies right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. No, I don't have the energy for someone in my life. Just, I wouldn't attract somebody, the person I want. Yeah.
And that's what I'm feeling. You're good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, if I attract anybody right now, I wouldn't be good. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All righty. And thank you for calling in. And, you know, do call back. We like to know how things go, and, you know, it's like when you get that job and what kind of job you're doing, and do you love it, do you hate it, it's like, what's going on? So make sure you tell us. All righty, and Bonnie, I apologize. It's like, yes, I had one of those brain fart moments because I was sitting there writing stuff down. It's like, obviously, I can't walk, chew gum, write, and think at the same time. So
you know,
I'm going to have you tell us now how to get a hold of you.
I am so sorry, and I would have said something, but I know you went to the next caller, but... You know, I am a life coach, and my forte and my specialty is relationships and romance and sexual issues of all ages and sexual addictions. And I also do a lot of I do grief, but my major, you know, love is relationships and sexual issues. But I am also intuitive in all fields. And so I use my intuition to help me, my guides and masters use me to relay messages in my coaching business. So any questions that come up for love and romance, I'm good.
Cool. All righty. Sounds good. We'll keep that in mind, definitely. Let's see, and how do people get hold of you? Like, do you have a phone number? Do you have a website? Do you have
a
email?
I have a Yeah, I have a website, and if you spell all small letters, my name, Bonnie Albers, BonnieAlbers.com, you can reach me, you can get a hold of me, you can read my blog, and you can leave me messages, and you can see what my bio is. And it is also on Psychics Gone Wild, and you can reach me. It tells you how to reach me that way also.
Awesome. All righty.
Yeah.
Now we got you both. Like I say, sorry about
thank
that.
You,
like
thank
a,
you,
I'm having, I'm having a Mercury retrograde brain moment. It's okay. This two shall pass.
I'm having
it's
a
like
phone.
A
I'm having. I'm having.
Oh, maybe it's just constipation of the brain. I don't know. Maybe it's Mercury retrograde. I don't know what it is. It's like, yeah. Maybe it's too much heat. I don't know about you guys, but it's like we went out and it was like 99 degrees and it's supposed to be well into the hundreds today because we have another hour and a half till it peaks hot here. So I'm like going, another hour and a half till the hot time really hits. It's like, oh, good. That's right. We're good here today. All righty. And our
well, it is raining here.
Oh, is it? Oh, that's
yeah.
Nice. We could use it here. That'd be nice. Send some over our way. Send some over, blow some over on the mountains, you know. That'll be all good. All righty. Okay, and our next caller here is area code 843. 843, welcome to the Psychic Fun Wild today.
Hi, my name is Kimberly.
Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
Well, hello, Kimberly.
Hi.
Who would you like to talk to today?
I'd like to talk to Gary.
All right.
Okay, Kimberly, I guess you've been listening to this show. You know how this works. I'm going to charge these stones up in just a second. I'm going to let go of them. I wanted to make a comment on what Bonnie was saying about relationships. You know, when y'all think about it, y'all, excuse me, I'm from the South. But when you think about it, relationships are everything in life.
Yeah.
They really are. They're your work, they're your pleasure, they're your love, they're your fun. So relationships are really what life is about, you know.
That's right.
Don't ever take them for granted, you know. Nurture them, cherish them, because that's really your friends, your help, your support, everything like that.
That's
so, and when I do readings for women, I grew up with six brothers. I didn't have a clue about women until I was about 40. I'm honest enough to admit. But
well, hey, Gary.
Pardon me?
Hey, Gary, I would help you out with that.
Well, I finally will start learning. I'm 65, so I've had 25 years of learning.
To you
ladies, I always realize how complex you are from readings because relationships are always such a strong part in your reading and love and home and family and, you know, the stuff that makes sense, you know, when you think about women. So God bless you all for being so complex and putting up with us in one sense. Meanwhile, caller, the stones feel warm, so all you have to do is say drop, and I'm going to tell you what I'm going to see for the next 3 months, okay?
Okay.
I'm glad you're still with us. Didn't mean to get lost in the shuffle, but I was
it's
charging
okay.
up these stones. So whenever you say drop, I'll drop the stones, and I'll tell you in general what I'll see for the next couple months.
Okay. Drop.
All right. Well, you've got the luck stone right at the top, and you may not feel that lucky right now, but you're about to create a lucky cycle because you're doing several things. You're dealing with a lot of issues from the past and seeing how you can make them let go of them, move forward, that sort of thing. You've certainly got a fresh vision and feelings about how you want to feel emotionally, about your place, about men, about relationships, about communication. And it also feels like you're about to get in a situation here where there's a lot of activity happening for you that's going to be very rewarding. So even if you don't see it right today, you're about to finish up a lot of processing that's going to give you a whole new feeling about yourself. And you start really feeling it first when you start making very good decisions, good communication into the second week and so forth. Feels like you're getting some good news about things, too. Now, into the third week here, it feels like a lot of activity around your home that's helping you do several things. It's helping you change things up in a lot of ways. Now, it could also be business place, too. But you're changing things up. You're changing the way you feel about commitments, and you're going through a lot of change in all sorts of things about home and emotions, but that's going to give you a new feeling about yourself here, especially in the fourth and fifth week here, when you get real balanced in a lot of ways. So the changes you're going through now in the first week and a half or two, the intensity, the letting go of the intensity, the moving forward, the letting the past be, that's going to bring a lot of this fresh energy into your life, such that by the fifth and sixth week here, not only do you have a completely new feeling about relationships and balance, but you're able to move forward on a lot of projects that have been either delayed or put off, things that you may have planned earlier and not moved on. And these can affect business, they can affect finances, and they can certainly affect the way you feel about relationships and man and your place, because there's a lot of transition going in that area. And by the eighth and ninth week here, what you've learned about love and what you've learned about expansion in your life, because you're letting go of the heavy things, the difficult things, and you're taking up a fresh feeling about yourself, new visualization and so forth. Because of that process, you're going to find that you not only have a completely different feeling about love and family, but your prosperity, your ideas, your optimism, your feelings about life and your ability to conquer things, move forward, is just exponentially. It's much not only restored, but rejuvenated in a way that's probably going to surprise you in a very good way. And by the end of this 3 months period, you'll be looking at, you not only have reconstructed your life, but you've helped yourself in terms of efficiency. You've learned a lot about sort of what trips you up and let go of that part of yourself. Because, like I say, the luck stone's right at the top. So this is a very lucky cycle for you in letting the past be so you can move forward. Because by the end of this three-month period, when you get a lot more organization, a lot more strength, a lot more confidence, and a lot more aware of how to do more with less for stress or frustration and so forth, it's setting up a period in your life beyond this three-month period where you have a lot of good, fresh goals. The sun's outside the 3 months, outside the circle. So that indicates fresh goals, fresh power, and so forth. And how do you get there? You see yourself as powerful now. You let go of the things that take your power from you. And as you do that in the first week or two, you're going to find yourself making very empowering decisions about yourself emotionally, about place, about plans, and that sort of thing. And it leads on to the rest of the things I've discussed. And remember, you can always listen back on the archives, because you probably won't remember all this, and I surely won't. So those of you all calling for a reading, be sure and check back on the archives. But that's in general what I'm seeing for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense. I got I'm in South Carolina, and I'm moving to Georgia, and I got a job offer. And I like the job offer, but I was just wondering if there is something else coming that's a little bit better, because I'm not comfortable with the salary, because I think I would have to get another job in order to supplement that, but.
Well, what I'm feeling is when you get your confidence up, even if you take this job reluctantly, because there's it does look like it can lead you into a position of better pay, like maybe you move up to management, or maybe you meet someone there at this job that helps you, because it does feel like it offers you certainly some financial things and a way to start your life over. It feels like you've been dealing with some of that either loss of job or loss of employment or frustration about that. So certainly look to see what other jobs are available. And you might, by the second week, get some other news about something else. I can't quite pinpoint what it is, but it feels like it's good news, good confirmation. Now, it could be about this job, and it could be about another job. But the main thing you want to do is not worry about these things. You want to be creative.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because the creativity and the worry are so close that you're about to click on this magic energy that you have within yourself. So don't talk yourself out of being like imagining things happening and have them happen. Not always, but if you imagine winning in the 100-yard dash, you're a hell of a lot better off than you think if you think you're going to lose.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
Don't let things in the past screw up your what you want to see in the future. It's only taught you things to let go of. It hasn't taught you that you're a loser or anything like that. It's told you what to let go of. So that's kind of what I'm seeing. So, yeah, you do have a good thing about jobs. It feels like there's more opportunities in the future than what you're looking at right now, too.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
You too. Back to Kelly and Bonnie.
Hi. Yes,
Bonnie.
Hi. Yeah. Hey, is the caller still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, I just wanted to also tell you that I pulled out the Chariot card while you were talking, and that's all good. That's all great. It's all new, fresh. It's success. It's triumph. And, you know, I want to tell you something that I really believe in my heart, and I would tell all my clients, that I would never pass up an opportunity. Every opportunity is a gift. And whether that gift lasts for a day, a week, a month, a year, if you turn down an opportunity, you don't know what the next opportunity that would have built on that one was. So even though you might not like a salary, there are so many people out of work. I would really think about giving up an opportunity, because just because you take one job doesn't mean another one won't build on that or come. And I think that's kind of what I'm not sure that I want to talk for Gary, but I think that's kind of what he was saying. So I would, you know, that's my feeling, and that's what I would, you know, coach somebody is, I never look a gift horse in the mouth. I think life, if you do, will not, you know, compensate you. So
I don't mean to interrupt, but I wasn't going to turn it down. No.
Okay. Good.
No.
Okay.
That wasn't the issue. No, ma'am.
Yeah. Because it's a good opportunity. I see it. I can feel it, and I know they'll be building opportunities from it. So.
Okay.
Amen. Same thing I feel. Go for it and let it expand you.
All right.
Yay.
Thank you very much.
And call back and let us know.
Well,
I will.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Love it.
All righty. Well, guess what? We have made it to the first giveaway. I finally figured out how I'm going to do this. I have 12 numbers on little pieces of paper because we have 12 people here in chat. Well, we also have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Ooh, we've got more than that. Let's see how many people we have in the queue. So 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, we have 11 people in the queue. And we have, they're in the chat. So it's like, I'm going to pick some numbers, and then we're going to figure out to, it's going to literally be the roll of the dice, one or two. It's like whether it's out of the queue or out of the chat. But somebody is about to win one of Gary's books. And what we're going to ask you to do when you are our winner is if you will please send a quick email or, you know, contact us at the www.psychicsgonewild.com. Put in the contact comments there and say, hello, I am the person of the day. I want this book, you know, at this giveaway time. Ta-da, here is my snail mail. So that way Jethro will have that because he's got the books. And it's like, now, Gary, I don't know if you've got if you autographed those copies that he got from you or not, but I'm thinking if you guys want Gary to autograph them for you, he can probably do that. You might have to get him. You might have to mail them to him and say, please mail them back. You know?
No problem. I'll autograph them.
All righty. Sounds good. Okay, is everybody ready? Let's see.
We're ready, Kelly.
Eeny, meeny, and Fred. Eeny, meeny, miny, and Fred. Let's see. Okay. And it looks like it's number 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, got a countdown here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, the 8th person there in chat is Spirit Said. So, Spirit Said, I sure hope you're listening in because, Misty, it's like you've been posting there for us. Tell Spirit Said that person is our winner of Gary's first book. So please, you know, we need either, you know, phone number, email, something. You know, you can send that to psychicjethro@aol.com or send us into the www.psychicsgonewild.com in the contact information. There you go. Okay.
Congratulations.
Yippee. So, yippee spirit. Okay, okay, good deal. So, all right. So, there are, I need to write that one down. Okay, spirit. It's like maybe you can catch me in private chat or I'll catch you there really quick and get that going on. And then. Okay, on to the rest of the people here in our community. And remember, we've got 2 more books to give away, guys. So, hang in there because we're going to do another one at the hour mark, and one more about 5 minutes before we end the show today. So here we go. Right now we have area code 705 coming up, and we hope they're coming up. There we go, 705. We got you on live. There we go.
Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome.
Can I have a reading with Bonnie, please?
Oh, absolutely. Hi, honey.
Hi.
Can I ask
Bonnie,
what, like,
my name is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
And I have a relationship. And his name is Adam. And I'm just wondering what you see coming up for us. And also, we have a mutual friend, and her name is Stacy. And for the life of me, I can't figure her out. If she's trying to break us up, if she's interested in him, or something like that.
Okay, can I ask, first I need to know how long you have been seeing, is it Adam, correct?
Yeah, Adam, over a year now, a year and a half.
Okay, and how did you meet Adam?
At karaoke bar, through some friends.
Okay, and, you know, I'm assuming you're in your maybe 20s, am I correct, or late, how old are you?
Early 40s.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm sorry. You sound so young, and which is wonderful. You've been going with him a year, and so you're asking me what you think this relationship is going to continue to be. Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Okay. I really feel that he's hesitant, and just give me a second. He think he has some issues with commitment, and I'm not sure why. So it would probably be from maybe some of his past relationships. And I think he really likes you, and he's really into you, and I think you really like him. And I think it'll continue. But if you're looking for something that's going to be permanent, and I think that you need to give it a little bit more time. But I do believe that he's got some commitment issues, and I think they'll come up.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever ask him about, did he ever talk about his past relationship?
No, we're actually living together.
Okay. Well, that's all right.
He's quite happy to be living in a common law relationship, and we both agree that there's no way we could afford a wedding. And,
I still see some issues, so I've got to tell you that I do see some issues with a long-term relationship with him as far as a commitment. I don't know that common law, every state has different laws on that, but I do see that I think he's very comfortable at what he is and where he's at, and I think you are too. But I think you're a little unsettled, and I can't figure it out. I don't know whether you do want to be married or you do want this relationship, because you wouldn't be asking me if everything was okay. And because common law is like I said, to each state, it's this, you know, a different seven. Some people do, some states do have common law, and some don't. And so what are you worried about? Are you worried about that, you know, he's going to walk out of this relationship? Because what you're telling me is common law is 7 years and you're married.
I'm wondering if he has feelings for Stacy or if she has feelings for him that they're not telling me about.
Well, again, I think he has some issues. And I don't think the commitment's there. But I think that he's fine. He likes what he's doing right now. And as far as your friend, is this a mutual friend of both of yours, you said?
Mm-hmm.
I do see that. Just let me ask my guides, excuse me. There is an attraction there. And I don't know whether it's because they talk, you know, about certain things that maybe they both have mutually in common, or they just have an attraction to each other. But I do see an attraction there, and I don't really I don't see any commitment issue to you. That's what I'm seeing. I think the living together is okay because he's comfortable there. But I do see this third person in there. And I don't know that anything is more than friends, but I do see an attraction there, yeah.
For both of them mutually?
I have to tell you that I believe that when there's an attraction and the other person is attentive, that would mean that there's an attraction on both sides. But does it mean that your relationship is going to stop? I don't see that. I think he's comfortable where he is. But I do see an attraction between them. But whether it's a mutual attraction as far as they can talk about things, they have things in common, they like each other, versus a sexual attraction where you're going to be, you're not going to be really happy with that, I just see an attraction. And I believe that you're worried about it. I can feel it. And I do think that you do have a little bit to be worried about, but I'm not sure where it will go with them.
Mm.
So that's what my guides are telling me.
Mm.
And, you know, I do, and here's a coaching thing that I would tell you. You know, I do believe, especially in this generation, although you're in your 40s, but I see it in their 30s and 20s, that everybody has friends that are opposite sex. So, you know, now it's not uncommon for a guy who's married who has girlfriends. Same thing with a girl. And I think that the genre of, oh, you can't have friends of the other sex is going to be diminishing. But I think you're more worried about a sexual attraction, and that's what I'm feeling from you. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, I do think it's there, whether they will act on it, whether one will act on it, I don't know. But I will tell you it's there.
It is there.
Yeah, it's there. But whether they'll act on it, you know, he or she could say it's not worth it. But I don't think that every attraction is fatal. And so what I mean by that, especially being a life coach and in relationships, is I don't know that it's not, that people are attracted to each other. And I don't know whether it should break up a relationship at this point. So if I were you, because I see it's very early and I don't see anything that they've been doing, I think that you should just talk to them about it and tell them your fears and see where it leads.
He said he's not attracted to her in any way.
Then what would you be worried about?
Because he was stopping in her place and he wasn't telling me that he was doing it.
Yeah. And then
in the past he's told me she's been two-faced, like she'll tell him something about me. And then she's sorry.
Yeah, I'm feeling that, and I'm sorry I interrupted you because I really shouldn't, but I don't think either one of them are honest to you. And I think that's another thing that you're worried about. And that's why I said that the attraction goes both ways, and it's something that you really do need to talk to both of them about, and I don't know that either one of them will be honest with you at the time, and I think you need to rely on yourself to take a look and see what's going on.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but it will work out. You're going to be perfect.
It follows that intuition, you know, because everybody's kind of got their intuition. You know, and it's like, or gut feelings or hunches, whatever you want to call it. And it's like, listen to your inner voice, because each and every person has one of those.
Yeah. And you know, I coach relationships of all sorts, like Gary said, friends, friendships, a pet and a person. And, you know, when somebody's worried about something, there usually is an underlying issue. And so we need to explore the underlying issue. And we already unraveled some of it, and I think that in the cards we already see that the two of them have seeked each other out at different times and maybe not been honest with you. So that's something you have to explore. Hello?
Yeah, I'm
Hello?
Listening. I'm here.
I, I'm sorry. And you know what? That, like I said, and I tell people I'm an optimistic person, so don't always take it. You know, people are human, and we're here having a human experience. So they could just be attracted to each other as people. And but if you're feeling uncomfortable about it and you're feeling that something isn't right, I would sure check on it and make sure that you explain to them how you feel. Because communication in all relationships, in every single thing you do on this earth, is so important. It can lead to all kinds of happiness and admissions that you might be able to settle before it gets out of hand. So to me, and my advice to you is, sit down with both of them, maybe individually, and see what their answers are, and tell them that this is how you feel, and that you don't want to feel like this anymore. And if you do feel like this, and you continue to feel like this, that, you know, you'll have to re-explore the relationship.
Yeah, she's sworn that she's not interested in him whatsoever, and she never will be.
Then why are you worried about it?
Because he was stopping over at her house and not telling me. And
Exactly. So I think, you know, I think you need to talk to him separately and tell him your fears and tell him that you don't want any more dishonesty. And you want to talk to her and then say, you know what, if this is true, and I'm going to drop it if it is true, then I want everything on the up and up. If I find out that you're seeing her, you're seeing him, and you don't tell me, that makes me feel that you're doing something dishonest. And I don't want to feel like that anymore. So I'll give you another chance if caller, that's what you want to do. But I'm going to tell you, you need to be on the up and up, and I don't want to feel like this again. But you need to set your boundaries and tell them how you feel.
Okay.
And good luck.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty. And do let us know. You know, let us know how stuff goes, because that's
And I'm always
nice
available. Yeah, and I'm always available, caller, by my email. And if you want to ask me any questions again or you need some extra help, please don't hesitate to email me, because I will accept it from the show. So.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you for calling in. And like I say, make sure you call us back. Yeah, keep hearing stuff in the background there, but all righty. Okay. You guys ready for the next one there? It's like, oh, my goodness. Next one here is, my goodness, it looks like a sort of a familiar one. I'm not sure, but there is a 646 area code here. So feeling like I ought to know that, because it used to be one of our call-in numbers for our show. 646, you're on with it.
Maybe I don't think this is a familiar number. This is my first time calling you guys.
Hi. Cool. All righty.
Hello.
Have you been listening enough to know who we got on? We've got Bonnie does life coaching and relationship stuff, and Gary does rock readings, and you can have a little bit of both if you want both.
Okay. I think I want a little bit of both.
All righty.
I love that. Yeah, we're on.
And okay. I'm really curious. I've never had a rock reading before. This is the first time that I've ever heard about it. As he was describing it.
Well, caller, let me say something. Most of the time I work at psychic fairs, and when people find, I'm one of the few people who does this. I wrote a book about it. But yeah, there's a lot of people who have never seen this or heard of it. And I didn't either till 30 years ago when someone taught me. But the reason I like it is it's a very revealing system. And I wrote a book about it, like I said, Lithomancy, the Psychic Art of Reading Stones. But you're not alone. Even I work at psychic fairs, I'm the only one doing this. There's tarot readers and palmists and runes and people, but I'm the only one who's doing this. Anyway, having said that, caller, what's your name once again, sweetheart?
I'm Chelsea.
Chelsea, beautiful name, girl. Well, the stones seem to be kind of warm, so anytime you want to say drop, that's all you have to say, and I'll tell you in general what I'm seeing for the next couple months, okay?
Okay.
So whenever you say drop.
Drop.
Okay. Okay, well, you're going through things right now where you're kind of looking at the past about love and relationships and opportunity. And that's a good thing in that it can help you establish a whole new basis for yourself, because the future is before you, and you know that, and that's where you want to go. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you're kind of thinking about things in the past, use that as an opportunity to design how you want to see yourself in the future and how you want things to happen. That's sometimes the why we have, well, that's why we remember the past, so we can learn from it. Not live in it, but learn it. Learn from it and move. Use that energy to move us into the present and the future. Because it feels like in the next couple weeks, especially by the second and third week here, you're going to have find yourself a lot more organized than you believe. You, the sun and the moon are close together and next to Mars. So it feels like the right foot, the left foot, plans, mind, spirit, they're all on the same page. So you're actually going to do a pretty good job next week and a half or two of moving your thinking into the present and the future the way you want things to happen. And it feels like by the second week, are you with a man right now in your home?
No, not in my home, no.
Okay, there's a man. It feels like there's some activity in your home regarding this guy, and it seems like it's complimentary in a very good way. And that seems to bring you a sense of good commitment and so forth. Mm-hmm. So if you want love to happen, imagine it happening to you again, because that's basically puts you in a mindset of being receptive to it, knowing what to do and what to say and how to make it work. And it's not a difficult process. It's a very natural one, and that's what you're moving into. So take this opportunity in the first couple of days or week to really set a front on yourself, a whole new foundation of how you want things to unfold, because you might be surprised. They might actually work that way. Sometimes the stuff actually works the way we plan, and things come out good. Probably more often than not, if you interpret the glass as half full, which I always do. I think no matter what happens, I'm going to see the benefit in it, because the alternative is no fun at all. But anyway, by the third and fourth week, you have a good feeling about everything being together in your life, with commitments, with plans, with new ideas, with feelings and hopes. And that brings you to the fourth and fifth week of really feeling like your life is moving forward because of the organization and decision making you're doing in this first week and a half or two. So you're going to be able to look back and go, wow, it actually works. I feel pretty good about things. And that's going to help you take a lot of your fears from the past and your fears about things not working, and almost the same thing, you're going to use that in order to stimulate yourself. So you make a lot of good decisions about love, about place, about commitment, and even about opportunities in the future. So by the 8th and 9th and 10th week here, you're going to find that you've really created a very lucky cycle for yourself. There's a lot of good things about your environment, about fresh opportunities, both in an emotional, personal sense, with relationships and love, and with finances and partnerships and that sort of thing. So again, the main thing that I feel you're doing right now is letting yourself plan, organize, construct, make this new how you want to see yourself, how you want to present yourself, because you might be surprised. That might actually just work. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You with me, girl?
I'm with you.
Did that answer some of your concerns?
Yeah, it was definitely on point. Past things have been coming up a lot over the last, I don't know, maybe week or so, like a lot of dreams, a lot of, I'm not sure, negative feelings about, like, family, past things, and it's been affecting my current thoughts about stuff. And I'm
Excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt you. What were you going to say?
No, and I was going to say that I'm kind of juggling a few things right now, like starting up two businesses or actually, like, three. And they're all in the beginning stages, and so things, it seems like I'm moving forward on everything, but I'm not feeling as organized. Like, I'm like, okay, well, what should I focus on first? Am I doing it right?
Well,
there's a lot of that right now.
Don't question your, don't question yourself to death. Ask the question, listen to the answer, and if you don't get an answer, assume that, well, I'll get the answer when I need it. Okay, I'll move on to another question, you know. In other words, with Neptune here in Saturn, it's showing a lot of visualization in a way that's going to help you get organized. And I can certainly see these businesses taking off. Like by the second and third and fourth week here, I think you're going to have probably more activity than you know what to do with, in a way that you're able to deal with it because you're organizing now. And even if you don't know all the answers, seeing yourself as being able to handle it, as being able to get the answers, as being able to take the next step is all empowering. Because remember, the most important thing about any moment in time in any situation is how we interpret it. Because if we interpret it to our favor, we're doing ourselves, I mean, to our advantage, we're doing ourselves a favor, as long as you're not being a selfish jerk. And this is a time for you to really believe in your plans because you know you do. And so the fact that you know you do is going to help you make this the decisions in the next week and a half or two. Don't be afraid of not making them. Just see yourself empowered to make them. Same situation, different point of view. See the glass half full, because that's going to take away a lot of your fears and doubts, and it's actually going to open more possibilities for you because you're going to be a successful person. You know that. You know that. It's going to take a little bit of time and organization, but you know it. So bring it into manifestation, because that's your challenge. And don't worry about things you don't know the answers to right now. They'll come in the right time, and if they don't, move on to something else and let that answer come when the universe is ready to present it to you. But more than anything, see yourself as empowered and organizing and getting things done now, and they will kind of almost happen on their own. You'll know what decisions to make.
Right.
I hope that helps you, sweetheart.
Oh, it does. It helps a lot. Thank you.
Good. Bonnie or Kelly, back to you.
Hi, honey.
Oh, yeah.
How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. So funny, because while you were talking and you said drop, I pulled out the Hermit card. And I just started doing this as my guides told me to. So I'm wondering, you know, I'm listening, and oh, my God, it sounds so wonderful. Your future sounds unbelievable, but I have a feeling that you probably are you have a lot of prudence, and you're silently thinking about everything. So that's what kind of the Hermit card kind of tells me. You kind of pulled back, and like I think Gary was telling you, and again, I don't want to speak for Gary, but you need to look at that glass half full. Because I think you don't sometimes. And I do see a lot of your past coming up, and I think that kind of makes you doubt yourself or what's going on. But bright future. So do you have any questions for me on romance or any relationships that you're looking at?
I think the relationships that I have the most difficulty with are the ones with like I mentioned before, my family, like we're not on speaking terms, and I almost feel like it's better that way so that I can kind of take my time to heal and build what I'm doing now. And kind of what he was saying before, like I like to operate, or my intuition says, if I don't have the answer, just work on whatever I can work on. But sometimes I get a little bit doubtful that, okay, if I have three businesses that are starting up, maybe I should focus more on one than the other. But it seems to make sense to do it kind of as it comes up to me.
Well, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, like I think I told the last caller, I'm very optimistic, and I always believe you take the opportunities and where they lead you, whether it's to the next opportunity, to the bigger, brighter future, or if one falls back and the other one takes off, I don't think you should worry about that. If you felt that all three had to go together and all three you started at once and there was a time frame, then I would let it go. I would see what I would put all my energies into making them all work, and then either there'll be one that comes up. I do see one coming up that will be brighter than the rest. And that's okay, because then you're going to know where to focus your energy on. But, you know, I'm looking at the family situation, and, you know, because I'm a relationship person. How long have you been estranged from your family?
About a year and a half.
Okay. And do you have – what is your immediate family, brothers, sisters?
I have a brother, a mom. It's kind of complicated. I don't know.
Yeah, I see that. And you know, and so funny, because when you pull the hermit card, it means you draw back. And,
yeah.
you know, it says, you know, that that maybe you need to gain some knowledge and reflect on, you know, I hate to see somebody lose their family. I don't necessarily think every family is saved, you can save. But what you can do is look at each individual person in your family and find something good about them. And when you find that one thing good and not the 90 things negative, try to build on that. And I really believe that in the future you are going to have a relationship. And you only have, you know, we can pick our friends and we can't pick our family. That doesn't always mean that you're going to agree, like, or be with. But I do believe that you should try everything that you can, short of, you know, your own goals, to see the good in all or one, in each person in your family, even if it's one fleck, and try to relate to that. And I think eventually you're going to have a relationship with your family. I don't see you being estranged from them forever.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I think it makes sense. I need to take my time with that because there. I mean,
yeah.
there's obviously a reason why.
Yeah.
So,
and, oh, I do
get what you're saying, and I'm just going to be patient with myself because I don't think I'm ready for that yet.
Yeah, no, you know, it says you take a journey. You know, again, the hermit card tells you take a journey to knowledge, and that's what will end up happening. The journey might, it could be 3 years. It could be 5 years. It could be a month. But there's a journey to healing, and that's just because you're intuitive, you'll feel that, or because, you know, you'll feel yourself. You'll know when the right time is.
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I believe in relationships, so I don't like to see any of them fall by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that was great. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, you're welcome.
Keep our number, call us back, and, you know, by all means, let us know how, you know, the outcome of this. It's like, you know, how things play out, because we always like to balance that and see, you know, how our readers, you know, say, here's what's probably going to happen, and you call back and say, wow, that was amazing, because that's what happened. So definitely call back and let us know.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Any other closing comments for this caller?
Kelly, I just wanted to say that to the last caller that I could go into every one of her relationships that she has at home, and that would take hours, days, weeks, months, maybe
right.
years. But
right.
that's what I
yep.
am. I'm a life coach, and I
yep.
believe in it. So if that caller would like any help with any issue to help her understand any relationship that she has, again, go to my website, BonnieAlbers.com, and I am available for appointment.
All righty.
Okay.
Sounds good. Sounds really good. Okay. And let's see. Guess what? It's time for our second book giveaway. I wish I had a drum roll here, but I don't have any sound effects. It's just going brrr. So maybe you guys can do that for me. Okay. Awesome. Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8. Okay, well, we got 8 again, because I did put them back in, because I was just sitting here watching the bop back and forth. I was like, well, yeah, I can't just take a number out. So 8 was chosen again, so we're having a lucky 8 day, and this time it looks like D-Lexus is our winner of, and this is Pamela's book that we're giving away, the, somebody help me out here. It's like Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships, something like that. So D-Lexus. You have got that. If you know how to private message us, please do right there. I'll get a hold of you here in just a minute or two. And we just need, like, you know, email, snail mail, because it is a real book. It's not an email book. It's like a physical hardcover or actually softcover bound book there or whatever. So anyway, we'll get with our winner there. And failing that, it's like, please make sure you get a hold of Jethro at psychicjethro@aol.com and say, guess what? I'm the winner. It's like, you know, mail him that. But I like to try to get those while we're on the show just because it makes our life simpler, because then I can just mail those to him and say, yeah, guess what? Success. Anyway, it helps him get them out faster. Okay, and going forward. Okay, we have area code 201. 201, you are on with us.
Hello, my name is Valerie.
Valerie, okay. And who would you like to talk to first today? Because we're doing a little bit of double dipping.
Well, Gary's interesting with the rocks, and I don't know if I want to reveal everything to Bonnie, so let's go with Gary.
Well, you can always do it privately, because I do.
There you go. Catch her after the show, yes. Okay, Gary, you're our rock guy. Rock on with us.
Okay, what's your name once again, caller? I missed it.
Valerie.
Valerie, okay, beautiful name, beautiful name, Valerie. Valiant, think of Valiant. But meanwhile,
there you
I'm
go.
Charging up, really, really, valuable, you know. I'm
right.
charging these stones up, Miss Valerie Valiant, valuable. And in just a moment, when it feels like I've got all three of your names in there, I'll say I'm ready, and all you have to do is say drop, and I'll tell you what I see for the next couple months, okay?
Okay.
Well, they're pretty warm, so all you have to do is say drop whenever you feel like it.
Okay, drop.
Okay. Issues with place right now, relationships, commitments, timing. It feels like all those things are starting to actually work together for you in a lot of ways. You may feel some sort of things pulling you different directions here, but it does feel like it's a lucky time coming into your life here. With you being able to move forward on a lot of things, whether it's relationships or place or businesses in your place, because it all seems to be sort of connected here. Now, you've learned a lot of things from the past because of both communication, planning, strategy, and the fact that things may have changed a lot from the way you originally thought they would work out. So that's good information for you. Let it empower you in these first couple weeks so you'll know how to get organization, decision-making, and so forth. You can't always protect yourself from life's curveballs, but you can use wiser decisions, so to speak. So use your wisdom about a lot of things, both business-wise, person-wise, communication-wise. Use a lot of that information in these first couple of days and weeks so you can know how to move forward on issues in a very empowered way. Because by the second and third week, as you do that, you're going to start feeling things in your life lining up quite nicely for you. You're going to feel a lot of fresh opportunities coming in with both love, relationships, and with plans you're making about the future. So use this first couple days and week really as a time to move forward on your plans. Don't have any hesitancy and so forth. There are obstacles you're having to work around with timing and with situation, but don't let it diminish your power, your determination, and so forth. Because by the 6th and 7th and 8th week here, your plans are actually working. Things about relationships are working for you in quite a way, a different way than you may see right now. And what this is doing to you is it's confirming to you that things you've learned can actually be applied very well in probably more situations than just the one you learned them in. So if you learned algebra, you may be able to apply that in several different areas. That's the kind of thing I'm feeling about sort of the education you've received. And this education has been not without its burdens, so to speak, and its changes and its curveballs. But let that empower you, because it's giving you information in order on how to work your way around obstacles, that sort of thing. Because by the 9th and 10th week here, you've adapted quite a lot of versatility in your way of interpreting things. And that gives you a lot of ability by the end of this three-month period to be able to erase a lot of your fears about the past and a lot of your fears about the future. So you can keep this lucky cycle, this organization, this good decision-making working on your behalf more consistently. And what this is all leading to with the moonstone outside the circle here is a good feeling of emotions that's balanced, that you don't have to feel you're being pulled in different directions about. So, again, use what you've learned, and now is really the time for you to move forward on how you feel about relationships, how you feel about business, how you feel about your place, commitments, responsibilities, all that sort of energy, because it's going to get easier and things are going to line up probably better than you think. And you're going to conquer a lot more of your fears than you even think is possible, so you can have this long consistency of emotional satisfaction coming to you. It is a process, so be patient with it. But it certainly brings you a lot of satisfaction. And that's sort of what I'm seeing in general. Does that make sense to you, caller?
Well, yeah, my life's just kind of in flux right now. And I've been a trailing spouse. I gave up my career. And my husband's resigned from his job. It looks like we have to move. And I don't know if I want to go with him. And I kind of met him, but it's just weird. Then I meet somebody like this one night, nothing happened, but I mean, there was this connection, and I'm like, well, what's that all about? And a numerologist told me I was an empath, and I don't know what to do with that.
Well, you know what? First thing I feel is quit confusing yourself.
Yeah.
What you've learned from the past, you've already, that's like I was saying earlier, you've already learned from the past about how things confuse you, and the thing I was feeling is use that now. Don't repeat the same cycle. Now, even if you're confused, don't add gas to that fire. If you're going to put gas to any fire, put it to one how I'm going to get unconfused. Do you see the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Same situation, but you're putting your energy in a productive, helpful way for you. So, yeah, I was feeling these things about place and relationships that you're feeling confusion about. But first thing you want to do is see yourself as empowered, because from there on you can build to it. It's okay to acknowledge that you're confused and that you have an issue and so forth. Of course, you have to acknowledge that, but that doesn't mean you stay there. That means you take the next steps to being able to go, okay, now what's my gut instinct telling me? And your gut instinct is telling you you're going to discover a lot in the next couple of days and week about how you feel about relationships and planning and strategy and so forth. You have to make these decisions, but don't start by using what you've learned, and that's to think clearly this time and not confused. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Do your part to feel confident, and the rest of it will start coming.
Okay.
That's what I'm feeling very important in the first couple of days. Bonnie, Kelly, I want to add some two bits to that.
Well, I don't think she wants me to. I don't think she wants to reveal too much to me. But let me ask you a question, and you know, I'm not going to say one word. But is there somebody in your life that you know? Again, my spirit told me to do these major arcana cards, and I never usually do this. But and the Emperor came out, which tells me that there's somebody in your life, and I love this, that might be a little older, maybe that you rely on, maybe a father, somebody you can talk to or somebody that you respect. And I see him in your, and I don't know, I see him more as a father figure and maybe not a literal father, but somebody that you can relate to, that understands you and that protects you. So do you have somebody in your life like that?
Nobody living. Everybody. When I've talked to a friend before, she always says that, like, my grandfather watches over me, but I can't really.
Yeah, this is in your life. I do see somebody that you're going to be able to talk to, and I think that all the confusion and again that you are feeling, I really believe you need somebody to talk to, and I see a father figure, and again, not a figurative father figure, but somebody maybe, I mean, I don't know that your husband is it, and it doesn't seem like you're communicating too well right now, and that's unfortunate, because even good or bad, I always believe in communication, but maybe there's somebody at work, or there's somebody, a friend, but I see somebody coming into your life that you're going to be able to talk to. And I think once you have a communication where you can actually get all these fears and get all this confusion out, they're going to help you straighten out a lot of this and put you on a better path. So I do see somebody walking into your life that, even if he's a friend, that will help you, and you will be very happy, because I think you're going to have some questions answered.
Okay.
And is there any other questions? Did you want to ask me any other relationship or any romance?
Well, it's just weird. I mean, because I went away for a weekend, and
met somebody, and it was like, it's just weird when you connect with somebody, and I don't know why, you know, it's like.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? Because.
Is that like somebody in a past life? What is that? And what do you do with it? And it's like, oh, just confusing.
Well, it depends on how you do it. Well, you know, I always believe in communication. So, again, things aren't happening happily at home, which always gives the impetus of somebody else walking in, and it seemed much better than it maybe actually would be. But I believe the home issues have to be solved first, and I believe there's some self-esteem issues with your husband. So I think that all has to be worked out. I feel like he's got some depression there, and I understand why. I see, you know, some job issues and maybe personal issues, and I think he needs your help. But I believe when people walk into your life, and, oh, my goodness, I know I have, when you meet that person, it might be somebody from your past life, it's just instant. It's just an instant recognition, and it seems just so wonderful, and you just have to decide where you put that. Is it a romantic issue, and why did you meet at this time, or maybe it's just an issue to show you that you relate, that you are attached to this planet and people, and that, you know, relationships can happen. I do see, though, that you got to take care of your issues at home, and that you can't just run. And this is what a lot of people do when they're unhappy. They go right into that next, oh, my God, I met somebody. They made me feel wonderful. Well, that's because the problems aren't there, and you're running away from things that are happening at home. So I'm online, there's some issues at your home, and they have to be solved first before, even if it works or it doesn't work, that you move on. And when you look at another person and somebody walks into your life, it's beautiful for a reason, because your life is beautiful. It's not beautiful for a reason, because your life right now is chaotic. And so I always tell people, please resolve the issues at hand before you look at a brighter side, because sometimes it isn't the brighter side. It's just you're trying to get, you know, out of some very heavy, very depressive, very chaotic energy.
Mm-hmm.
So does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And I do believe that we do meet our soul. I do believe that we don't just come down with one soulmate. So I am very, and I believe that we do meet people from past lives. And you do have to put it in perspective. And it's so cool and it's so wonderful when you do. And you just have to look at yourself and see why. And why at this time of your life did that person walk in.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be the impetus for you to give, you know, to talk to your spouse, to talk to your husband, to talk to whoever, and explain how, you know, your life is chaotic, that you're not happy, and that he might not be happy. And is this something that we can work towards being happy because you've spent some time with this? Or is it time to say, hey, let's look at maybe other perspectives? So that's why that very person might have walked into your life, to make you look.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And if it doesn't make sense, you can just think about it, because it is a very hard concept. It isn't easy. But sometimes people are put into your path to make you make a move, to make you see that you're unhappy, to make you say, I've got to change my life because this is really what I want. And then the impetus starts with you. And that's usually why we meet those people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, I just want to make room for other callers. So,
call us up and, you know, let us know how that
knows. And you know where I am.
I was going to say, you know how to get a hold of Bonnie.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All righty. Sounds good. All right. And I'm gonna do a little bit of cheating here. I know it's a little bit early for our third book giveaway, but I'm going to go ahead and do that simply because I know how things go at the end of this, and it's like we are coming down into our last 10 minutes, so it's like I'm going to pick one, and this time it's going to be one of our callers out of the queue that is going to get Gary's second book given away for a day. So here we go, another drum roll, and we'll see how many we got here. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9. Okay, this time it is the 9th caller in our queue, and it's like I'm going to bring them on here. It's like they've been really patient anyway. They've been
waiting like for 55 minutes there. And it's like, okay, area code 818, it's you. You got Gary Brooke on with the Nancy today.
Awesome.
And not only that, you get to have a real quick reading, too, while you're at it. So who would you like to start out with first?
Awesome. I love that.
Yay.
This is Janie Marie, and I'm calling from Woodland Hills, California.
Awesome.
I love right. California, girl. Yes, Bill, it's hot right now.
Yeah, I agree with that one. Okay, who do you want to talk to? Yo, right, congratulations, she can't speak. No, I'm going to get Gary's book. I'm going to read all his secrets, and I'm going to take his class. Yeah. So, you want to start with Gary or Bonnie today? What's your question?
Well, let's see here. Let's start with Gary. Because I do have a question. Garrett, golly, I was reading on the blog website, what you guys had listed there. So I had wrote down what he said with the past lives and the karmic ties. And I didn't understand what systems beneath the surface. What did that mean?
Systems beneath the surface are things that you... that are happening that we don't consciously recognize. As Bonnie was saying a minute ago, people coming into your life to help you think about your situation. I mean, that's a system. We didn't design that, or if we did, we did it subconsciously. There are things that happen to us that we don't even know why or from where and so forth, but they do give us opportunities to grow, evolve, and do things right. So if we had to plan our own lives completely with our own free will, we'd probably have a lot of candy and win every lottery. And we would learn
I
a
love
whole
that.
Thing.
I love that. Okay, got it. Well, with regard to this, I have a block where I have not been able to channel. I know I have the ability to channel, like, angels and my guides and things of that nature. And I haven't been able to. I believe that there is, like, something karmic or something is blocked. And so I'm trying to figure out if there's a tool or technique or if I can get some guidance from my guides as to what this is and how I can release it so that I can move forward, you know. I just became a Reiki master yesterday, and with it becoming...
Wow, cool.
Congratulations.
Awesome.
Thank you. And with it being July 1st, this is definitely new beginnings opening new doors for me. So I'd like to be able to channel as well, you know.
Well, can I use your same words back on you? You just said so many positive things. You just became a Reiki master. You just about channeling and opening up. So what I feel, and I'm looking at some stones I just happened to put here because I didn't even want to have the time to say drop. What I'm feeling is you're not giving yourself credit for your creativity, your intuition, and your power. And sometimes when you shift into a new consciousness and you start finding out you have more power and more ability, we can be clumsy or we can be stupid or we can be graceful and wise and aware and calm and collected. So how you react to your situation sets the path for how you're going to learn. This is a good time for you to learn in your life right now. But the main thing I feel is don't be afraid to let your power come and work for you. Don't be afraid to open up these doors. It's like you're so ready, but you're afraid if you open door number three, it might actually be a ghost instead of a pile of gold. Well, it might actually be a pile of gold. And if it's a ghost, you might learn how to interpret it, how to use it. So that's the first thing I'm feeling for you. Don't be afraid of seeing your power. And I'm going to let Bonnie add to that because she always has good insight about relationships and about your own power in that area. Bonnie?
Yeah, maybe it's a tool I need to use my powers and steps.
Well, let me add one more thing real quick. The best tool to develop your awareness is right where you are at. It's right in front of your eyes at every moment. So use every moment of your life if you want to be productive and creative, assuming, correctly I might add, that the universe is always talking to you. So it's not 3 weeks from now or 6 years from now or 10 books that's going to enlighten you. It's right this moment. And if you look at it from that perspective, you're allowing the universe to talk to you. Passing it on to Bonnie.
Yeah, you know, I love that, Gary, and thank you for even thinking of me. I do have, you know, I'll tell you what I feel, and it's so interesting that you brought this up, but I had a friend of mine who channels the angels and her guides, and she had the same thing, and when she was looking into some things for me, she goes, they're not showing me, there's a block. And you know, my guide said that sometimes you aren't supposed to see what the immediate effect is. And sometimes they block you from seeing that because their incidences, good or bad, and they don't have to be bad, they can be very good, that you aren't supposed to be made aware of. Because there is workings behind the scenes or behind whatever, you know, the mechanisms that you said are, you know, that what is behind the scenes. We don't know all the things. We have come down here. Before we came here, we knew. But now that we're here, we forget. But there's work behind the scenes that is being done. And if we get to a point, there are times when our angels, guides, and masters and the universe does not want us to go further. Because there is an incident that a karmic incident usually, that they don't want you to see, that will unfold, that right now you're not able to see. And when I realized that was the case, my life got so much easier because I wanted to see everything real quickly. And what I realized is there are times that you're going to work off some karma and karmic issues are right in front of you, and they are not going to hold them right now. But you'll see them soon, but they don't want you to see what's ahead right now.
Okay.
So I hope that makes sense to you.
Yeah, I just like, so they don't have to be super quiet just because there's something they don't want me to know.
Oh, they are, because this is your karmic lesson coming up. And everything that they're doing behind the scenes, they just don't want you to see right now, good or bad. So my advice to you would be to just go with the flow. Don't worry about it. The more you worry about it, the less you'll see. And I think that's what Gary was kind of probably. I don't want to talk for him again, but that's what he was saying.
No,
just
that's right.
With them, yeah. Just sit there with you in front of them, and it will come when it's ready, and when they're ready to show you what's ahead of you, it will come.
Okay.
And remember, caller, and all you folks, remember, life comes in cycles. Everything in nature is cycles. We do have cycles. If it weren't for cycles, we wouldn't exist. So be patient with your own cycles. There's always something to be learned or let go of through a cycle. But life is going to be cycles always.
Right. Well, I think what I was meaning with channeling, I was meaning for others, for when I'm channeling for others, the angels.
Yeah, but it's still the same thing. If you are channeling, whether it's for yourself, which you wouldn't be, but it would be for someone else, they don't want you to channel right. Right now, there's a block there for a reason, and you're not in the know to understand that right now. So what I am feeling is there's a block for a reason. It's karmic. Just let it flow, and it will come back. But right now, they don't want you to channel anybody or for anybody because there's something coming up in your life, again, whether good or bad. So that's where I would, you know, I would channel my energies into just being and doing any other gift, the Reiki. They could be, you know, another thing is you just became a Reiki master. Maybe what they're saying to you is, hey, don't do five things at once. You need more energy put towards what you just learned and take that gift and start, you know, doing that for other people.
But this has been going on for years. I believe it's something that happened to me between the ages of 2 and 4 where I shut it down. And so I know I have to, there's something that I have to cut, which is what I'm trying to figure out so I can do it.
I think they'll figure it out for you.
I want to talk to you about cutting ties versus pulling ties.
and I think that it's coming up very soon, and I just think you need to let it flow, and I really believe that they're showing you that they don't want you to channel right now. It's something they, that that is not available to you, but you have other gifts available to you.
What other gifts do you see that are available?
Hang on, we got about 15 seconds here, and it's like please do give us a call back. Area code 315-831-2034. It's like, thank you guys for all calling in. Please do call back another day. Gary, real quick, what's yours? And Bonnie, real quick, what's yours? And we're going to be out of here.
Well, thanks for having me, Kelly. Go to Psychic Show and Wild. Check on both Bonnie and I. If you want to Google Gary Wimmer, you can find me that way as well, GARYWIMMER. Bonnie, over to you.
Hey, thank you, guys. And, Kelly, thank you so much. I enjoyed the show, and I loved having you as the hostess. And, of course, Gary, I love being with you. And I love all our callers. I'm so energized by every call, and I love positive energy, and I think we have that on this show. So thank you so much.
Amen.
And
y'all
giving
have a good
books
day.
Away is fun.
Thanks.
You guys, too. Okay, we'll see you again. Hang with us. Again, bye-bye. All right, there we go.